Anchorage Assembly Chairman Dick Traney wants to raise the municipality's tobacco tax. A recent public hearing showed the proposed hike is attracting praise from anti-smoking groups, the ire of smokers, and some unanticipated attention from the tobacco industry. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The last assembly increase of Anchorage's tobacco tax was in 2004 and boosted the price of a pack of cigarettes by a dollar. That, too, was a Dick Traney proposal. This time, he wants to raise the tax by another 75 cents a pack. The excise tax on other tobacco products would increase from 45% to 55% of the wholesale price. Traney estimates his ordinance would raise between $5.2 to $6.2 million annually. Traney's current proposal would use the new revenues toward reducing property taxes. Yet most of those testifying in favor, like Emily Neenan of the American Cancer Society, were less interested in municipal coffers than young people's lungs.
Tobacco taxes save lives. Whatever you do with the revenue, simply increasing the price of a pack of cigarettes by 10%, which this measure does, decreases youth consumption of cigarettes by 7%.
Jake Williams backed those statistics with an example from his teenage years.
I had a grandfather that was actually going through a serious lung cancer issue and ended up dying. 6 months, very painful, obnoxious death. But that, honestly, was not what changed my mind. Bottom line, when it came down to it, at that time it was about $3 or $4 a pack of cigarettes, I don't remember exact. The way I thought of it was $4 will, that puts 3 or 4 gallons in my tank. That's really what it came down to, was that.
A minority speaking opposed the tax increase. Jim Gillis said, don't expect the 75 cents tax boost to meet predicted revenues.
We already have a very high tax here within the city limits, and I know of a lot of people that go to Soldotna or up to the valley to get their cigarettes, and I think this might ultimately have a revenue loss for the city, which I think would be devastating at this point.
James Tanner said the tax target was too broad.
Every person has spoken to smoking. I'm a smokeless tobacco user. My use of smokeless tobacco does not impinge upon anybody else's health. I've used it for decades, and I have no health issues related to smokeless tobacco.
During the public hearing, Traney said the proposed tax increase had attracted industry attention.
I have a sister-in-law that lives with me that has COPD now from smoking. And I find it odd because I got an email from her saying how opposed she was to this tax increase. And so I asked Barbara, I said, Barbara, why didn't you just tell me over dinner? Because she lives with me. And she says, well, I was on the Phillips Morin mailing list and they mailed it for me. I thought that was really interesting. So she buys her cigarettes on base and pays no tax at all.
Assembly debate on the increased tobacco tax will take place at the next assembly meeting. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.